Hey everybody, this is Kasha with Blue Diamond Staging and Design, and I want to talk to you about Anchor, which is a way to record your thoughts and tips or whatever it is for your business that you want to do. And let me tell you, it's free. It's really easy. You can record right from your phone or your computer. I have the app loaded on my phone, and it's just really easy. When I get inspired as I'm driving on the road, I pull over to the side, I go, hey, let me just talk about this one point that a friend and I were talking about. Or maybe a client brought up to you that, you know what, maybe some other people need this tip too. And Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can hear it in so many places. And there's also a way you can make money from your podcast. So download the free Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello, everybody. This is Kasha McDaniel with Blue Diamond Staging, and I have your home staging tip of the day, and that has to do with bathrooms. And a lot of the time, we probably have a lot of items on our countertops. So I always recommend clearing off all of those things and just removing all the clutter on top. If you need to have something, then you can put it in a basket. That way you can just easily organize it. You know which ones you always use every day, and then just put it in the cabinet or the drawer, whichever one that you have for your bathroom. So we talk about clutter, and then if you have old stuff in the cabinets, take a look and see. There's probably a lot of things that you just kind of probably just threw in underneath into the cabinet. You think you're gonna use it, but you really didn't, and now it's just in there, just taking up space. So go ahead and toss any old stuff in there, but they're probably expired anyway. Buyers are going to be looking through the cabinets. They're going to be opening up all the doors, and they're going to look and see, well, what is really in here? What can you? Are there drawers? Are they doors? Are they pull-out drawers? So they always look for those types of things for organization. So toss any old stuff and just neatly stack things in there, whether you have some washcloths in there or you have some baskets, that's perfectly fine. Speaking of washcloths, that reminds me, if you have towels that are out, make sure they're not ragged or old or anything like that. This is your chance to actually buy some new towels and put them out. And then you can use them in your new place when you move. Okay, so that's for you to use, obviously. Don't get too fussy with like ribbons or anything like that. People don't, that's just too staged. Don't do that. Just have a nice fresh towel. If your walls are colored, painted, a different color other than white, then you can use white towels. If your walls are kind of beige or kind of bland, then use something with some color. Blues and greens come out really nice against those kinds of walls. So just get some nice new ones. They're probably on sale anyway. Just take a look and see what you can do. So that's towels. If you have a shower curtain, make sure it's a nicer one. It's not too busy. If it's an old one that's, probably hasn't been cleaned, just replace it and just put a new one in there. They're very inexpensive. You don't have to spend too much money on that. So, definitely replace the shower curtain. Take a look at what it can do to help brighten up the space. So, if it's a very beige kind of a bathroom or a light browns, then you can punch up the color with the towels that are green or blue. And then with the shower curtain that may have, maybe mostly white with a blue ribbon around it, on the edge or something like that. Something simple, nothing too crazy. And then if you have any towel rings or bars, make sure you have some kind of towel in them. Fill them up. If you have a bar towel over the or a bar over the bathtub, you could probably fit two towels on there. So just fold them up nice and neat, hang them from there. If you have a ring, put a washcloth or a hand towel in there as well. And that's all you really need to do in order to stage your bathroom. Obviously, if the floor needs to be swept up and cleaned, make sure that the toilet seat is closed. They don't, when they take pictures, you don't necessarily need to see the inside of the toilet. I wouldn't necessarily put rugs, of any kind in the bathroom. You want to kind of show off that tile. and see, you know, how bright and airy it can be in there. So don't feel like you have to put some kind of area rug unless you want to, unless there's so much space and it helps give you some color. Otherwise, that's not a necessity. So that's it. That's some easy things that you can do to update your bathroom and get it ready for when your house is put on the market, and just make it all nice and clean, and you should be good to go. If you have any questions, check out my blog at bluediamondstaging.com.